जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद अजानुलंबिता भुजौ कनकावदात संकीर्तनाय कपितरौ कमलाय तक्षो विश्वंबरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रिय करो करुणावतार वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योग शिक्षार्थमेक पुरुष पुराण श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारी कृपाम्बुधेर्यास्तम प्रपाद्य अनर्पितं चरिं चिरत् करुणयावतीर्ण कालो समर्पयितुमुन्नत ज्वररसं स्वभक्ति श्रियं हरिपुरात सुंदर द्युति कदम्ब संदीपिता सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु वसच्चिनंदन जय जय महाप्रभु श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य तंगर चरण श्रिता सै बदन्य जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Ratayatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds jaja gaga in a voice shocked with ecstasy. You know why he's chanting Jaja Gaga? No idea. Okay, I will tell you. He was trying to chant Jagannath. But he was so much in ecstasy, he could not pronounce properly the name Jagannath. He was saying Jaja Gaga, Jaja. He will not be able to see Jagannath because he was overwhelmed with ecstasy, ecstatic love for Krishna. The sun. Okay. That's Krishna give you realization sometime, okay? It have sense. Jaja Gaga with Jagannath. Okay? I read that somewhere, I don't remember right now, but Now you know. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. I mean, no human being can cry like that, isn't it? Who human being can cry wetting all the people around him with his tears? Nobody can do such a thing. Only the Lord can do something like that. Huh? Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of a mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam that fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Shubhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed this devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows. Seita paranana tapainu yahalagi madana dahane jurigenu. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Purport. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Sri Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan, and she thought, now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again. So Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary, he understood his mood, his feelings of love for Krishna. So when Lord Chaitanya asked him to sing, he immediately knew what to sing. He sung the song of love in separation and meeting at the same time. And this refers to Srimati Radharani meeting Krishna in the holy place Kurukshetra. After a long separation, almost 100 years, so Radharani expressed these feelings now. Now I gained the Lord of my life, in whose absence I was being burned by Cupid. His arrows burned. So these are the feelings. Krishna was feeling very guilty when he met Radharani and the gopis in Kurukshetra. And he went, they met in a secluded forest in Kurukshetra. And he was feeling so guilty that he went to touch Radharani's feet to ask forgiveness. But Radharani stopped him. She said, what are you doing? You are not guilty of anything. You was doing your duty. You went to save your parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, from Kamsa's prison house. You had to kill so many demons. You have to take care of your dynasty, the Yadus. So you are not guilty at all. If anybody is guilty, it's me. Because I'm still alive, although separated from you for such long time, I'm still alive. That means I'm not that faithful as I should be to you. So this is prem, this is pure love, selfless love. Such love you don't find in this material world. People get separated sometime. They find somebody else. And this material world is like that. But Radha Krishna's loving relationship is eternal. It's not from this world. It looks like men-women relationship from this world, but it's like we explained the other day, it's like iron and gold, both metals, but you can't compare the value of gold to iron. In the same way, there's transcendental exchanges between Lord Krishna and his most beloved Srimati Narayani. We should try to understand that it's completely spiritual and transcendental. It has nothing to do with the mundane loving affairs of this world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling the same feelings Radharani had while meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra. So Krishna told the gopis, being unable to repay your love for me, I will appear in Kali Yuga and I will assume the mentality and the body color of Srimati Radharani, and I will be rolling on the ground remembering you. It is said that once Lord Chaitanya, rolling on the ground in ecstasy, scratches skin, and beneath the golden skin that was the blue skin of Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, he asked the people, where is the Vrindavan forest? Nobody knew where is the Vrindavan forest, because there were 12 forests and what wasn't much habited, was very few people living. So he himself found the Vrindavan forest. How? He saw the Imlitala, the tamarind tree, very ancient tree, from Lord Krishna's time. And he recognized the tree because under that tree, Radha and Krishna will meet under that tree. So sometime Krishna will be sitting under that tree. I had the good fortune to see that tree alive many years ago. Now he departed from this world to Goloka. But I came to see him with green leaves and green twigs, branches, next to the Yamuna. So Krishna will be waiting for Radharani under that tree. And while waiting for her, he will become absorbed in thoughts of her. And his bluish body will become golden like Radharani's body. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced that tree and sat under its shade. And he was feeling so much intense separation from Krishna that his golden body became bluish like Krishna's body. Then he went to Govardhan and did Govardhan Parikrama. And he started to ask people, where is Radha Kund and Shyama Kund? Nobody knew where they were. They were not visible. And by his spiritual power, he could know where they were in the paddy field, two small ponds of water. And then he offered prayers there and took bath there. Later on, his disciple, Raghunath Das Goswami, he got donation from a wealthy person, and he made the two ponds bigger and more suitable for devotees to take bath, and nice ghat with stairs and everything. So Raghunath Das Goswami sometime will sit to meditate on Lord Krishna on the bank of Shyama Kund. And while he was in deep meditation, sometime a tiger will come to drink water. And he will not notice because he was in deep trance. But Sanatan Goswami was passing through and he saw Lord Krishna with the Surasan Chakra ready to protect his devotee just in case the tiger may do something. So he Sanatana Goswami chastised Raghunath. How is it possible you're putting Krishna to serve you? This is not proper, you know. We have to serve the Lord, not accept service from Him. So this is not right. You should make your bhajan kutir and meditate inside the kutir, so no disturbance will happen. Yes, yes, definitely I will do. But he didn't do immediately. After a few days, he was meditating on Radha Krishna Lila at the banks of Radha Kund. And his meditation went on from morning till noon. And this noon sun was very hot. So Sanatana Goswami was passing through. And to his dismay, he saw Radharani putting her veil on the top of the head of Raghunath Das to protect him from the sun. And she was sweating. So Sanatana Goswami could not tolerate that. He again chastised Raghunath Das. How can you accept service from our most beloved Srimati Radharani? She's the object of our love and service. How can you have to immediately make this bhajan kutir? And then he immediately engaged some village people to make bhajan kutir. And palm leaves and like that, cow dung. Very simple. So, this loving relationship with Krishna and his pure devotees is very, very intense, very, very sweet. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while dancing in front of the Jagannath car, Ratha Yatra, he was feeling so many varieties of emotions. And he revealed to the world the inner meaning of Ratha Yatra, which wasn't revealed before. And that was that Krishna was feeling separation from the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and he was leaving Kurukshetra to go to Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, playing the role of Radharani, he was dancing to encourage him to go back to Vrindavan. Sometime Lord Chaitanya will stop dancing and go behind the car. And the car will stop, will not move. No matter how hard the people will pull it, the car will not move. Only when Lord Chaitanya will come in the front and start dancing again, the car will move. So in that way, transcendental competition between Lord Jagannath, Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Radharani came out victorious, showing the world that without the love of the Brijavasis, of the gopis, Krishna is not happy. So that's the meaning of Ratha Yatra. Another thing happened in Ratha Yatra. At the beginning of the parade, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw King Prataparudra coming down from his chariot and start to sweep the floor in front of the car. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that, he was very pleased with the king, that being a king is doing such humble service to sweep the floor. These are called bangi. Once in Vrindavan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he asked one bangi, "Please give me some roti, I'm hungry." The bangi said, no, you're Brahmana, I'm outcast. How can I give you? It will be offense. No, how can you deny me? I'm very hungry. How can you deny me? So by force he had to give, So all the time Vrindavan came to know that Jagannath Das Babaji, a Paka Brahman, accepted roti from a bangi. So everybody was criticizing. So he was sitting in his bhajan kutir, and all the mahants of the 64 temples, they came to speak with him. They said, Maharaj, we have great love, respect for you, and it pain our heart to see people criticizing you. So please, can you tell us, why did you accept this roti from this fallen person? Because Bangi have bad habits, they eat pigs and all this kind of things, you know. So Jayanath Das Babaji told them, do you think that the Raj, the dust of Vrindavan, is very pure and holy? Oh, of course, it's most holy. Lord Krishna walked in Vrindavan, so all the dust of Vrindavan is very holy. So he smiled, he told them, then this Bangi, every day is bathing with this Raj, this dust, by sweeping the floor. Do you think he didn't become enough purified that I can accept roti from his hand? They were silent. They would not say anything. He defeated them. So, what I was talking about before that? Anybody remember? Yes, he was sweeping the floor. That's, he became Bangi for Lord Jagannath. Sweeper. So Lord Chaitanya was pleased that a king had such humble attitude. He was sprinkling sandalwood water in the front of the car, and he was sweeping the floor with a golden broom. Because he wanted to have a private darshan with Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya will not agree. No, no. I have no business to meet kings. They are usually attached to money and sense gratification. I have no business to meet with them. That externally, he rejected to show renunciation. But when he saw the king so devoted, so humble, he decided to give him his mercy. He looked at him mercifully, and he gained the mercy of the Lord. So, and he also, when the Lord was dancing, devastating dance, the devotees made, I mean, there were seven parties. The Lord made seven parties. In each party, there were two mirdangas and dancing, somebody singing, other like chorus. So the Lord expanded in seven forms, and he was dancing simultaneously in each and every part. It's like the Ras Lila, you know, Krishna expanding to be with all the gopis. And each party thought, oh, the Lord is only with us, is favoring only us. Only the most fortunate devotee could witness this miracle. And amongst them was Prataparudra Maharaj. He was able to see how the Lord was expanding like that. Then the Lord decided to make all the seven parties into one party, to dance in the middle. So the devotees made two circles around the Lord so the crowd would not come on him, jump on him, to protect the Lord while he was dancing, to give him enough room to dance. So he was dancing in ecstasy. And the outer circle was the king, Prataparudra, with his minister. And he was trying to see the dance, the beautiful dancing of Lord Chaitanya. But in front of the king was Srivas Thakur. And he was very tall, so the king was having difficulty to see the dancing properly. So his minister, noticing that, he went where Srivas Thakur, and he was trying to push him aside with his shoulder. But Srivas Thakur was so much in ecstasy witnessing the beautiful dancing of Lord Chaitanya, he didn't care. He was pushing back. So the pushing back and forth went on for some time. Finally, Srivas Thakur came to a little to external consciousness and said, who's this person pushing me, disturbing my darshan of Lord Chaitanya? And he turned his face and slapped the minister the king's minister. The king minister was disturbed. He wanted to say, to complain, no? But Partapadruta called him, "Come, come, don't say anything. Today you got the mercy of Srivastakur. You are very fortunate." "You are very, very fortunate that you was chastised by a pure devotee, eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. You are very fortunate. So don't complain. Be grateful." Once Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was guru of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. He went to take darshan, the Jagannath temple, and he saw the pujaris putting a new garment on Lord Jagannath, but with the starch, wasn't washed. So his mind became very critical. "Oh, these pujaris are neglectful. They are not washing the cloth before putting. It's full of starch. It's very hard on the Lord's body." So he became very critical like that in his mind. At night, he had a dream with Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath was chastising him. "Why are you criticizing my servants? I accept the service they do. Although not perfect, I still accept because it is offered with love to me. So don't criticize anymore my servants." And he started to slap him in the dream. Lord Jagannath slapping. So in the morning when Pundarik Vidyanidhi woke up, he saw that his cheeks were swollen red. The devotee will ask him, "What happened to you?" "Oh, the mercy of the Lord." So we have to appreciate and relish the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Because Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said that one shall worship the king who is ruling. And for this Kali Yuga, the ruler is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Kali Yuga Pavana, the savior of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayana Shana Sri Sachinandana Gaudhe Mayapura Shashadara Nitayera Pranadana Advaitar Prapu Jitta Gora. Beautiful song. Kali Kukur Kana Yadi Chao Hai. We don't have to fear anymore the dog of Kali, because the savior of Kali came. He came to save everyone. So if we take shelter on Lord Chaitanya and follow his instruction. Once Lord Chaitanya, in Navadvip, he called all his associates and they met with him and he gave this instruction. He said, "Shuno shuno nityananda shuno haridas sarvatra amara pragya karo prakash pratigare gaye giya karo ibhikko bolo krishna bhaja krishna karo krishna shiko." It sounds Bengali enough. Here we have a Mayapuri devotee. So Lord Chaitanya was telling his associates, "Listen to me, Nityananda. Listen, Haridas. Let the whole world know my desire. Go door to door and beg people alms, three things. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. Chant Krishna's holy names, worship Lord Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions as they are in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata." Putting that order on their heads, Haridas Thakur Nityananda Prabhu went door to door preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. And they will tell people, They will tell people to chant the holy name, to surrender to the Lord. What is that song they will sing? Lord Nityananda used to sing the song, Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Goranger No More Ye Jana Goranga Baje Sei Mora Sei Hoy Amar Pranare Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Goranger Na More Ye Jana Goranga Baje Sei Hoy Amar Pranare Hari 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 Bo. So I will sing. Although Lord Chaitanya ordered that you preach, people chant the holy name of Krishna, which he did, but he also asked them chant the name of Lord Goranga. Baja Goranga, worship Lord Goranga. Kaha Goranga, speak about Lord Goranga. Laha Gorangir Namre, chant the holy name of Lord Goranga. Ye Jana Goranga Baja, the people who worship Lord Goranga in this way, say Hoya Mar Pranare, they are my life and soul. So if we want to become dear to Lord Nityananda, we have to follow his advice in that way. So in the evening, Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur will bring the Sankirtan result to Lord Chaitanya. Oh, so many people promised to chant so many times the holy name of Krishna. But sometimes Haridas Thakur will bring some loving complaints about Lord Nityananda, bringing joy to the devotees. He will say, please, dear Lord Chaitanya, please say something to your Avadhuta Nitai. He put me in trouble sometimes. We go to preach different places, and sometimes I'm talking to a person in the house and he goes to the goshala, milk the cow, drink the milk and run away without paying for the milk. And the owner of the cow come asking, you know, the payments. Or he runs away laughing like a child. And I'm not that young, I can't run fast. I get in trouble because of him. At other times, we walk in next to the Ganga, and he see a lot of crocodiles in the river, and he jumped between the crocodiles and start to slap them and jump on their back. And he put me in so much anxiety for his safety. I start to run around asking for help, and he laughed like a madman. He doesn't care. At other times, he put me to shame. We are in the marketplace preaching, and suddenly he approached a young Muslim girl, and grabbing her hand, he will ask her, will you marry me? And the girl shyly run away, covering her face. And he laughed like a wild child. So he's a Avaduta, he's not under rules, regulation. We can't imitate. So Lord Nityananda is showing that we don't have to associate with people, you know, Muslim girl means they eat meat, they all do all these things. So he said we should not, he was showing that we should not associate like that. So one time Nityananda Prabhu went to the house of Srivas Thakur. His wife Malini, she will feed him like her own son with her own hand. And he found her crying. He said, mother, why are you crying? She said, I was gonna start to cook the offering for Lord Krishna. And suddenly a crow came and took the cup of ghee and stole it. Now I have to go market, buy the ghee, the offering will be late. Srivas Thakur will be upset. So that's why I'm crying. Lord Chanda said, "Mother, please don't cry. I will take care of this." And he called out, "Crow, come immediately here." And the crow came. "Why you're stealing Krishna's ghee? Bring it back immediately." And the crow went and brought back the ghee. "Don't steal anymore from the devotees." So the crow paid obeisance with his head to the ground and left. And Malini was praising Lord Nityananda. "It's not surprising that the crow obey you. Even Brahma and Shiva obey you. You are the Supreme Lord. Non-different from Balaram. Brajendra Nandana say Sachi Sutta Hoilo say Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Brajendra Nandan Krishna came as Nimai. And Balaram came as Nitai. One Sachimata had a dream. The dream was that she saw Krishna Balaram sitting on a big throne and enjoying the sweets, burfi, rasgulla, sandesh, rabri, pera, all varieties of sweet. And Lord Nimai and Nitai, they came, and Nitai was telling Balaram, "Your time is over, now is our time. Get out down from the throne, we are enjoying the sweet now." He was pulling Balaram down to go up. So she was surprised to see this dream. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, we can't approach Krishna. Through them we can approach Krishna. That's the teaching by the acharyas. Very good. Thank you for coming. It's very nice to see so many devotees coming in the morning to the program. Very encouraging. Hare Krishna. Are all of you from Dallas? Yes? Oh, very good. Huh? Any comment or questions do you have? Ah, we have a mic, yes. Another song Nityananda Prabhu to preach people will say, Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Pranadhan Charane Doriya Boli Krishna Deho Man. Bengali is very sweet. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your very life. Holding your feet, I implore you, surrender your mind to Krishna. Isn't that correct translation? Yes. 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 Yes.
But how really Kalijuga people have a faith that should really establish in their
heart? Well, the reason is Haribol. The reason is Lord Chaitanya's Channavatar, his hidden avatar. He didn't openly show himself as God, as Krishna. He will cover his ears if somebody was calling him Krishna. He will chant, "Vishnu, Vishnu, protect me." Because he was playing the part of devotee. He only revealed his divinity to his intimate associates. That's called the Mahaprakash, or Sapta Prahanana Lila. For 72 hours, he revealed his divinity to them. He showed Advaita Acharya as Vishwarup, like Krishna showed Arjuna, the universal form. And he revealed so many other confidential, intimate knowledge about their spiritual identity. He told them, you are, who was everyone in Krishna Lila? Because they are eternal associates of the Lord. And also he performed wonderful miracles that no human being can do, biggest saint can do. He made all the animals in the forest to chant and dance the holy name of Krishna. What great saint can do like that? No saint can do like that. No big yogi, big demigod can do like that. And many other wonderful miracles. Even he brought from death the son of Srivas Thakur. So there are proof, not only, but also by his action. But he didn't want it that devotees would reveal openly that, while he was still there, personally. And he ordered, he made a prophecy that my name will be heard in every town and village in the whole world. Prithivityachi nagaradagram. In every town, village, in the whole planet. Prithivi is the planet. And it happened, still happening. Prabhupada came and established Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Lord Chaitanya's prophecy came true. So that's proof also. Also in the Mahabharata, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned about Lord Chaitanya as an avatar. No? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagai Sankirtana Prayayanti Sumedhasa. That people who are still intelligent in Kali Yuga, they will worship Krishna, who will come to perform Sankirtan Yajna in Kali Yuga. His color is not blackish like Krishna. He will come with his weapon and associates. What is his weapon? Yes, the holy name, but also his beauty. He was so beautiful. He attracted everyone. He converted all the Mayavadis into Vaishnavas. Even the Buddhists also, he made them the Vaishnavas. While he was touring South India, some Buddhists became envious that he was having big crowd, thousands of people following him, chanting the holy name of Krishna. So they tried, they took untouchable food, disguising it as prasad. They were taking it in a tray to offer Lord Chaitanya this contaminated food, had meat in it and everything. So when they were trying to do that, a big eagle appeared and snatched the tray from their hands and flew in the sky and dropped the tray on the head of the guru of the Buddhist. So the Buddhist guru fell unconscious, and all disciples running, our guru, and they ran at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, please forgive us, save our guru. And Lord Chaitanya told them, if you want to save your guru, you must chant in his ear this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya initiated them, and they initiated their guru in the chanting. And Prakashananda Saraswati, also Lord Chaitanya preached to him, and he, along with his 100,000 followers, they all became Vaishnavas by his powerful preaching. He showed them his Brahman effulgence. They became completely convinced. So now people are starting to learn about Lord Chaitanya. Yes.
Six Goswamis and a lot of other, and Lord Chaitanya's older brother.
Yes.
They all renounced family life and left the home. But we know that, you know, if Purunarik Vidyanidhi, he was living in great opulence, but he was a great devotee. He was totally horrible in spite of not leaving the house. And we heard of Bhaktivinoda Thakur never left home, that he stayed with his family because they're all devotees.
Yes.
And that Grihe Thako Varne Thako.
Right, yes.
So why would anybody ever want to leave the home and take sannyas?
It's not a requirement. Grihe Thako Varne Thako Sadahari Bole Dako. Doesn't matter if you're at home or in the forest, just chant the holy name. Sukhe dukhe bole nako, sadahari bole dako. Doesn't matter if you are sad or happy. Keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. Well, it's part of the Varnashram system. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself took sannyas. His followers also did. Doesn't mean everyone has to do it, but somebody has to do it. Sannyas means free to travel and preach all over the world. So, and should not be done artificially, prematurely. Should be natural renunciation. Prabhupada said if devotee don't become attached to Krishna, they can't become detached from the material world. So that's why this fall down. So unless one is completely attached to Krishna, he can't become detached. That's the secret. Yes. Between Babaji and Avadhut. Well, Babaji is, there are two types of Vaishnavas, Gostyanandi and Bhajanandi. The Gostyanandi is preacher. He tried to convince others to become devotees. The Bhajanandi, he worships Krishna in seclusion. He lives a holy place and doesn't go away from there. And he practices the renunciation and devotional service. He preached to the people around him if they come to him. But otherwise he will not. So both are there to Krishna, both are surrendered to Krishna. Avadhuta means Paramahamsa, transcendental personality. He's not under rules and regulation. Like Avadhuta Nitai, or some other Avadhutas also. But to preach, one has to behave. One cannot like a madman while preaching. That will confuse people. That answer your question? Okay. Yes.
I was just curious. Some
432,000 years. 5,000 already passed, so there is left 427,000 years.
So, but we're into the first 500 years of the Golden Age of Kali Yuga, which lasts 10,000 years?
Yes, supposedly, yes.
Is there any information about how things are going to become over this period of time, since it's gone until Prabhupada, you know, Sunshine Prabhupada saved the whole world? I mean, what's it going to be like for the next 9,500 years?
Well, only Krishna knows. That depends on us, how much we surrender to the mission of Lord Chaitanya and preached to others Krishna consciousness, how we ourselves behave like Vaishnavas to give good example to others, encourage others. So Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, he asked the question, Lord Chaitanya was Krishna himself. Why he didn't himself broadcast Krishna consciousness all over the world? He had the power to do it. And Prabhupada asked the, answered the question, because he wanted to give the credit to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He wanted to give the credit to Srila Prabhupada. So we are very fortunate to be in this movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. And if you follow their instructions, we'll be empowered to also help others too. Yeah, there is a golden age in Kali Yuga started by Lord Chaitanya himself. But only those who take advantage of it will benefit. Others not. So we should not waste this human form of life in useless, temporary sense gratification. Rather, we should look for self-realization. And in this age, fallen age, the best process is to follow saintly life and chant the holy name of Krishna. There is no better way. Yes.
Maharaj, it's the golden age. It's 10,000 years. All are like political leader, big all the country. They all become Krishna conscious, or?
I doubt it very much. I doubt it very much. Because Prabhupada told us in South America when he visited there, the government doesn't help us because we are bad business for them. If people become Krishna conscious, they have to close all the tobacco factory, all the liquor factories, the slaughterhouses, and the nightclubs. So it's bad business. We are bad business for them. All the Vegas casinos have to close. So that's why they don't support us very much. Understand? So they are there because of power. They want power and money, control. It's very difficult for these people to become devotees.
Present situation is really
everywhere we see. It's happening. It's happening all over the world. People becoming devotees and chanting the holy name, isn't? Don't think this will be like, you know, you know, the government become the old devotees. I hope so, but I doubt it. Maybe one day, who knows? Anything is possible.
So then we preach in ISKCON preaching. So then, if these leaders are not devoted, the way the media and other the preaching, the amount of your preaching is very minute. Then where they're preaching propaganda of all kind of bad stuff. So how really fight with this?
Well, we are the enemy's agent. We are spies for Krishna, trying to rescue people from Maya. That's our job. So don't expect everybody will accept. We invite everybody, we invite everyone, but don't expect everyone will accept. We don't mind. If few people will accept, we feel happy that some people are accepting. Prabhupada said this is a movement not of quantity but quality. Prabhupada said, I will not have asked disciples to follow four regulative principles, I will not have only 1,000, I will have millions of disciples. He said that. One of his god brothers, he was preaching in England in the 30s, and one lord asked him, can you make me brahmana? And the sannyasi said, yes, but you have to follow these four rules: no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, then I can make you brahmana. And the lord said, impossible. So it's very difficult for Westerners to give bad habits, you know. But it is possible. Prabhupada made it possible. So if we follow the instruction Guru Gauranga, we will be empowered also to convince others to become devotees. Why not? We should be convinced, fully convinced. Then we can try to convince others. People have religion, but they don't have philosophy. So this is sentimental, sometimes even fanatical. But Krishna consciousness is a science, spiritual science, because it has religion and philosophy to explain things with common sense, with logic, defeating all arguments, all opposing arguments. Prabhupada said, if you learn only 30 verses, key verses from Bhagavad Gita, you can defeat any argument, opposing argument. All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Haribol.